This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Keep on. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Big weekend in St. Louis. It's Arch Madness, the Missouri Valley Conference Basketball Championships. They will be played at the Enterprise Center, and on Sunday, well, actually, Dan Bonner is going to be on the call for the Missouri Valley semifinals on the CBS Sports Network Saturday, as well as the championship game on Sunday with the great Kevin Harlan. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program for the first time, Dan Bonner. Dan, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So explain this to me before we break down this tournament. How does a guy who stopped playing basketball at Virginia in 1975 have this incredible run on network television breaking down games? Because most of the guys that are breaking down games, they had these lengthy NBA careers or they played at Duke. How have you lasted? What's the key to your success here, young man?
Well, you know, I really can't answer that question, Frank, except to tell you that I've been very blessed. And I like to think that I have survived over the years through brute competence, but I don't know whether that's the case or not. So,
would he have known our guy, Doug Elgin, at Virginia, or was Doug a little after you at Virginia?
No, but he did.
I would have known your guy, Doug Elgin, at Virginia. He and I became friends at Virginia, and we have stayed in touch over the years.
What was the first break? I think you began, back in like 86. What was the first break? Jefferson Pilot Sports?
Well, the first break that I had in broadcasting was when I started doing the Virginia radio broadcasts in 1977.
Okay.
Gene Corrigan, the former commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference, the former president of the NCAA, was the athletic director at the time. And literally, and I'm not making this up, he could not find anybody else to do the games for the massive sum of $5 a game that he was paying. And so he gave me the job, and he told me not to screw it up. And then my break in television came with C.D. Chesley. C.D. Chesley Productions did the ACC television for many years. And Mr. Corrigan recommended me to Mr. Chesley, and Mr. Chesley gave me an opportunity. I did four games for him in the 1980-81 season, and that's what got me started. So I guess, and the big break with national broadcast with CBS, when CBS took the entire tournament where they were going to do all the games, they needed some announcers, and Billy Packer recommended me, and somehow I've just survived.
And what's Billy Packer? Is he pretty much retired at this point?
Yes, Billy's retired. I'm not sure that he even follows basketball anymore. His son Mark has a radio talk show that is involved with basketball and lots of other things, but I haven't seen Billy in a while, but it's my understanding that he's totally out of the picture. He's enjoying his retirement.
Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoin and Dan Bonner from CBS Sports on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Dan, would you have been at Virginia when Ralph had his career?
I was doing radio at Virginia for a couple of years when Ralph was there.
And give our listening audience a little idea of just what a god he was and just how highly revered and how many people thought this guy's got a chance to be the greatest player of all time.
Well, I will tell you that when they were recruiting Ralph Sampson, somebody painted on the roof of the building in which they played at the time, University Hall, they painted Ralph's house. And everybody was very excited about it. And, of course, Ralph was, one of the greatest players that Virginia has ever had, probably the greatest. Took them to a Final Four. They were suddenly a factor in the ACC race. And what you have to understand is that was the era of Michael Jordan and James Worthy. And so that was a great, great ACC. And Ralph Sampson was just – people don't realize how good he was because when he went to the NBA, he got hurt. But he was just a wonderful basketball player, and not just because he was 7 feet four or whatever. He was very athletic, and he could shoot, and he could dribble. He was just a fabulous player.
And Dan, as somebody who coached and played and has been around the ACC for years, I'm wondering, you know, Frank and I get nostalgic for the old Big Eight days, and I look up and I see Maryland and Rutgers in the Big Ten. It's nothing against Notre Dame or Louisville or Pitt or Syracuse. Does it feel a little weird in the ACC? I mean, are you nostalgic at all for the smaller conference days?
I certainly am. I think that the smaller conferences have it's sort of more pure because everybody plays everybody else twice. So when the season ends, now that's not the case in Missouri Valley this year, but most of the time when the season ends, you know exactly who the best team is. And so I, you know, sometimes teams win conference titles and the regular season doesn't mean very much because you say, well, gee, that team, you know, they played a weaker schedule than this other team. And so, you know, I am nostalgic for the old days, but I have to be careful at my age. I can't be too nostalgic. That would make me a old fuddy-duddy, get off my lawn kind of guy.
Dan, you could make a legitimate case for three ACC teams winning the national championship. If you had to choose one right now, and let's assume Zion will be back, which of the three would you take and why?
Well, I think that I would take North Carolina at this point simply because I think they're playing the best basketball. Now, having said that, I acknowledge that they've won 13 of 14 games, and the one game they lost was to Virginia. And so I think North Carolina, not only are they playing the best basketball in the conference right at the moment, but they're also getting better every time out. And now that doesn't mean they will. They could, all those teams, as we saw last year, doesn't matter what kind of a great regular season you have, you can lose early in the NCAA tournament. But the answer to your question is North Carolina with a lot of qualifiers.
And, Dan, I know you've been around the Valley Tournament over the years. Something we've noticed, obviously, since Wichita State left, maybe when Creighton left, there's no real bully this year. I mean, Loyola's the top seed. But do you look at this tournament and say, hey, there's five teams that could win it?
Well, you know, I think maybe four or five is not enough. You know, there were seven teams in the league that were separated by a total of three games. And Illinois State, they came in as like the number seven seed, but their record is, you know, they're 9-9. So they're right there with everybody else. They just lost tiebreakers. And I look up and down and I see, of course, I've been doing it for a long time, and I see guys with whom I'm familiar. I see guys think, well, gee, that guy's pretty good. You know, how did they lose so many games? And so this is as wide open a tournament of any kind, ACC, Missouri Valley, Mountain West tournaments, with which I have become very familiar over the years from working. This is as wide open a tournament that I have ever seen personally.
One of the favorites here in St. Louis is SIU Carbondale proximity, and they also have a real likable coach in Barry Hinson. I was down at the shoot-arounds yesterday, and boy, you get the distinct impression that Barry Hinson may have to win this thing or make a nice long run, get to the finals to keep his job. I don't know if you've studied them much, but your kind of overall impression there.
Well, you know, I've been reading that about Barry Hinson, and that sort of surprises me a little bit. But, you know, that's the way the world works. The thing about SIU is they are on a three-game winning streak. They've won six of their last eight, and so you could argue that they're playing the best basketball of anybody in the conference. And you could also argue that Armin Fletcher individually is playing the best basketball of anybody in the conference. And so I think when you have a guy like Pippen on the inside, you have a guy like Fletcher who's really putting the ball in the basket, you have a guy who's sort of a silent kind of leader like Sean Loy, then I think you have the ingredients that if you're playing well, you can push through a tournament like this. And coming into the tournament, they are playing very well. I regard them as a legitimate threat. And how can you – I read an article where Barry Hinson compared Sean Lloyd's leadership style being sort of in the background, compared him to the bass singer of the Statler Brothers. Who in the world uses a Statler Brothers analogy anymore?
That's good stuff.
That's even over Dennis Miller's head. That reference is a little
And they are the only team – in the last 4 years to finish in the top four of the conference, and they are third this year. You know, we're Loyola fans too, but I wouldn't mind seeing Barry Hinson. Let's move to Loyola. And Porter's team has played well down the stretch. I know they don't come in here with quite the glitzy record, but, boy, they look like a team. They got back-to-back players of the year, and they got the big fellow in the middle. They look like they could win this thing.
Hey, sure. I mean, they have to be the favorite. And I think one of the reasons, even though I just talked about SIU playing so well, is Lucas Williamson is back. And Loyola spent a lot of the year, I think Williamson missed 12 or 13 games. And he provides them with energy. He's a guy who can score. He's a guy who can defend. And I just think Loyola is a different team when he's healthy. And so I think, yes, Loyola, I would say they're the favorite by a slight margin, and I would say that because Williamson, I think, really helps their mix.
Dan Bonner with us. We've got the Valley Tournament this weekend, and I've always wondered with the CBS guys, is it the easiest job you've ever had getting dressed? Do you get the blazer? Does everybody get, like, Nance has one, Bonner has one? It's got to be the easiest wardrobe selection of the week.
Well, certainly, one of my sons went to college at the United States Naval Academy, and he told me one of the reasons he liked it is he never had to decide what to wear. and so I don't have to when I'm working a game with CBS. You have your sport coat, and that's what you put on, and so you don't have to worry about whether you're wearing a suit or what kind of a sport coat you wear. You just know that. So, yes, that makes it very simple.
Wouldn't you like that, Frank? Every night we do television, it's just the Channel 5, Channel 2 blazer. Real simple. Dan, we did talk a little bit about Virginia. People get upset about that style. I covered Dick Bennett at Madison. Tony was an assistant there. They've had a winning style for a long time, but some people get mad at the way they grind it out. What's your take on the critics of the UVA style?
I would disagree with the critics of the UVA style. I disagree with the argument that their style of play makes it hard for them in the NCAA tournament. I would argue that their lack of success in the NCAA tournament has, number one, been you get in the NCAA tournament, you play good teams, sometimes you lose the game, but I think in the years when they've had really good teams that they've been injured, and I think the biggest thing with the NCAA tournament, no matter what style you play, is you have to get into the tournament first of all, and you have to be healthy. And I think this Virginia team, if they can be healthy entering the NCAA tournament, this may be Tony Bennett's best team, and I'm really curious to see how they will perform. Last year they weren't healthy. I'm not saying that's why they lost that game to UMBC, but there was no way, even had they won that game, they were getting out of the first weekend because Hunter was hurt. So if they're healthy, I think the style of play is immaterial.
Can you give us a gut feel on your Final Four right now, Dan, as we speak?
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting question. I told you I thought North Carolina had a good chance to win the national championship, so let's put them in the Final Four. Let's put Gonzaga in the Final Four because I think people, you know, we're not paying any attention at all to them. In fact, in college basketball this year, it's like there's only one team, and I don't think Duke is going to get to the Final Four because they don't shoot it well. So North Carolina and Gonzaga, and let's put Kentucky in there, even though they got smoked by Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, just because we've been talking about them, let's put Virginia in there too. That'll end all the critics of Tony Bennett's style.
You know, the big story yesterday in college basketball was the LSU basketball coach, Will Wade, actually, you know, on tape talking about an offer he made to a recruit. I'm wondering, with some of these Adidas guys already being sentenced, are we going to get to the point where some of these coaches at these prominent programs, I mean, we know Patino took the fall, but he had, you know, other issues. But what about, you know, we hear Kansas. I mean, could a guy like Bill Self be in trouble? Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, certainly I think that it's more than just a slight possibility that a guy like Bill Self could be in trouble. As things continue to come out, I mean, it's hard to argue if they got you on tape. You know, it's hard to spin that. So if it's possible that if they have evidence like that, then yes, coaches of prominent programs could be in trouble. But most of the coaches of prominent programs have been at it long enough that they have managed to insulate themselves somehow from this. I'm not saying that everybody does it. I don't think that's so, but I think it goes on a lot. And I think that there's an awful lot of coaches sitting out there saying, okay, good, it's finally time that this has happened. But I don't know who. You know, Bill Self is a name that's mentioned a lot because of that whole thing with that DeSilva kid and that their association with some of those guys who have been indicted and now convicted. So I don't know. It's highly possible, though.
Dan, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll be watching on Saturday and Sunday, and welcome to St. Louis.
Well, thanks, guys. Always enjoy being here. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Dan Bonner joining us from CBS Sports.
I think Brent Stover, over the years, has worked with him on some of those CBS Sports Network games. Is Harlan here on Sunday?
Harlan's here Sunday for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really
good. That's a good get. By the way, Hunter was their sixth man for Virginia. They still had their starting five
and
lost to a 16 seed. Stop it with the injuries.
You know I asked that question.
That's exactly
why
you asked it.
For one reason. I love Tony Bennett. I love Dick Bennett.
It's boring and terrible, and they should lose to a 16 seed again this year.
I covered Tony Bennett's uncle, Jack Bennett. Rhinelander would play Antigo, and it would be 31-30.
No one enjoys watching Virginia basketball, not even Virginia basketball.
I brought that up. For one reason, because Hoff is sitting right here, and I know it makes you crazy.
You just couldn't wedge in a Jim Boeheim question during that interview either.
How about the fact he played basketball at Virginia, and Frank, it was the next year he was the women's basketball coach.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. He graduated in 75, and the next year he's coaching the women's team.
Pretty amazing. All right, before we go to break, a quick word about McBride. St. Louis's four premier home builders have teamed up with local unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. And we're happy to announce the union stimulus program now extended into March or until funds run out. That's right. Our local unions have pooled over $1 million to help new construction home buyers build their dream home. So buy a new home in March, get $2,000 to $10,000 cash from the local unions for use at closing. It's the union stimulus program. It's for a limited time only. Visit any Payne Family, McKelvey, Fisher & Frichtel, or McBride Home Community for details. And Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Five questions brought to you by Greenville when we come back.